Test 63, Section 1, Question 17. This is a structure question. It's asking us, what does the psychologist do? And the conclusion of the argument really is the second sentence, that people should not try to rid themselves of the tendency, and that's the tendency to make certain cognitive errors when they predict how a given event would affect future happiness. So the conclusion is, don't try to rid yourself of it. But really, the evidence is a little odd. It says, after all, in a visual context, lines that are parallel appear, converge. If a surgeon offered to restructure it so that they would no longer ever appear, it would not be reasonable to take the surgeon up on the offer. You may have been asking yourself, what? What does that have to do with the argument? But what we have to do on these structure questions is take an argument, even if we don't agree with it, and say, what are they trying to do? And in this case, the psychologist is trying to draw an analogy between cognitive errors and visual errors. And so that's what we are looking for. If we look at this, we're going to look through these answer choices. Something about a comparison or an analogy is what we hope for. A attempts to refute a claim that a particular event is inevitable by establishing the possibility of an alternative event. Doesn't sound like what we said. It's not about the inevitability of something. B attempts to undermine a theory by calling into question an assumption on which it's based. It's not really undermining a theory. It doesn't question any assumptions. Argues that an action might not be appropriate by suggesting that a corresponding action in an analogous situation is not appropriate. It's the closest thing we've got. It's got the word analogous, which is as close as what we've had so far. Stout argues that two situations are similar by establishing that the same action would be reasonable in each. The conclusion isn't that the two actions are similar, that the two situations are similar. It is that an action in one would be reasonable in both cases. And so it's the right idea, but backwards. And then attempts to establish a generalization and uses that to argue against a particular action. It's not that one. And so, therefore, C is our correct response. D is the one that trips people up, but it has the wrong order. It's not arguing that they are similar by establishing that the same action would be reasonable. Rather, it's establishing that the same action would be reasonable by showing that they are similar, or by trying to show that they're similar. And so D has the right parts, but backwards. And so therefore, C is definitely the better response.